Hi, my name is David. I'm a certified credit repair specialist here at the Credit Pros. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Mr. Mark D. Cavell.
All right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, too, as well. Thank you for asking. But let's see if we can make your day better than just fine, all right? My name is David. I'm a certified credit repair specialist. When's the last time that you looked at your credit score?
A while. About 3 or 4 years ago.
3 or 4 years. It's been a while. I understand. So now, what was your credit score at?
I have no idea, sir. Be
no
honest.
Idea? We'll take an updated look. By any chance, do you know what might have been affecting your credit score? Anything like a late payment or a collection or a medical bill that you're aware of?
I got an unemployment benefit guy. I just got this in the mail. It said our record identity you owe $1,000 in credit card bills. So they gave me y'all's number. I got a note said DRGF4. I don't know what that means. So that's why I'm calling.
Okay, so now if you're getting transferred to me, it's because either you were exposed with high interest rates or you were denied for like a loan or a house or anything. Are you trying to obtain to get a house or a loan or anything like that right now at the moment?
No, I'm just trying to clear my debt.
Just your debt? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now how much is it
credit
you're in debt
card
for?
Debt.
How much is it you're in debt for?
Probably about $4,500.
Have you applied for anywhere else for a loan? Been denied?
No.
Are we currently employed?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm disabled.
Disabled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm on disability, sir.
All right, SSI.
Okay, what's this note? What DRGF4 means? Is that a case number or something?
I'm not sure what that one is, but I'll explain to you what we got going on right here, okay? So now don't worry about whatever you got. We're here to help you already, all right? Because you're trying to get, you're trying to consolidate your debt. So now when you get denied to consolidate, they transfer you over to me so I can go ahead and help you out by improving your credit score and also giving you the financial tools so you can try to obtain the things you want. So now based on what I understand, mm-hmm. the thing's holding you back like it's your credit score. So what I'm going to do next, I'm going to go ahead and attend the soft pull of your credit summary. That way we can get an update, look at your credit score and those negative items. I can assure you this is going to be a courtesy pull. So when we do this, it isn't going to affect your credit score in any way. And we also use special technology to protect your information, just as your bank would, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and confirm me with your first and last name that appears in your government ID.
Mark Cavell.
Mark Cavell, okay. So now, I also have here your phone number listed for me here as 904-888-5407. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead and provide me with your zip code.
32063.
That's going to be McLenny, Florida.
Yes.
Go ahead and provide me with your mailing address.
105 Margaret Street, McLenny, Florida, 32063.
Email is going to be Mark Coville. 344@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and provide me with your social security number, please.
265574084.
Date of birth, too, as well, please.
05181967.
All right, so now let's see what it does. It is going to ask us for some security questions. Now, look, fortunately, I was not able to pull up your credit score. Don't worry, this usually happens when somebody's pulled it, Mark. All right, back a couple mm-hmm. months. But I'm still able to further assist you based on what you spoke about and what your goals are and what you're trying to obtain. So now, look, the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit. That way you can achieve your goals. In order for us to do that, mm-hmm. the first thing that we're going to do for you is we're going to go ahead and provide you with your own unique client portal. So now on that client portal, that is going to be an app on your phone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7. Not only that, but you can also see what negative items we are working on, what negative items we have removed, the different opportunities for you and your credit score, as well as all your financial tools to improve your credit score. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me let you know, one of those tools would be like your Loan Wizard tool that I do suggest you to work on your credit score. That way you can get more and better options. But there's where you can find the third-party loan companies that might be willing to work with you at a reasonable interest rate and payment option. Now, look, you can apply for those possible loans there from $1,000 to $100,000. Depending on your credit score worthiness, you'll also be able to see their upfront interest rates and their payment options on those possible loans, all right? That way you can see what best interest is.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So now also, at the same time, since you are receiving a SSI, we're also going to help you clean up your credit score by sending out target dispute and letters that are going to be challenging every one of those negative items, meaning anything that's on there that you identify to us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, it's going to be forced to be removed. Mm-hmm. When we do it, it's going to be done with all three credit bureaus at the same time. That's the reason why we're allowed faster than other companies. And we also do work with an FCRA law, which is a Fair Credit Reporting Act. That is going to be a federal law that allows to dispute those negative items, okay?
Yes.
All right. Also, at the same time, you get a discount. So now the program is usually $149 for everybody else. For you, it's not. You're going to only be paying $190 to get you started, and then $79 month-to-month upon verification. There's also not a long-term obligation. You're going to pay as you go for the service, and there's not a contract. So once you have the credit score that you want, you can just go ahead and opt out, but the possible reporting will discontinue. Also, if you're not able to do that initial payment today, I can go ahead and work with you, okay, and get started today for only $12.95. And after 14 days, go ahead and schedule for the initial payment of the $119. It's all right. I can work with you, all right? So now, what is it that you want to use today? A Visa, MasterCard, Discovery? What do you have?
I have a direct express card. It's a government card.
All right. Go ahead and provide me with the card number and the expiration date.
Okay. You there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. It's 5332 4800 0558 5767.
Did you say 5767 at the end?
Yes.
So it's gonna be 5332 7400 0558 5767.
4800.
Okay. So now go ahead and provide me with the expiration date.
1/31/28.
Go ahead and provide me with the CVB in the back.
It's 782.
All right, so now once that payment is accepted of $12.95, then your initial payment would be on April the 25th of 119, and then your month-to-month will start on May the 25th of 79 upon verification. Do you have any questions before I go ahead and process that initial payment of $12.95?
Yes, sir. You said April the 25th.
Yes,
sir. I get a government check on the 3rd of each month.
All right, so now look, if you're not able to do that, just give us a call back so we can further assist you on that and change the dates, okay?
Yes.
All right. So now I just have to go over a credit card disclosure. I do need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dedicates the card resulting in decline will be subject to a reattempt for an enrollment. We're not going to overdraft your account if the funds are not available, all right? I also want to let you know.
Okay.
That we do have a family plan option. That's where you can share the same benefits with someone else. You don't have to be related to them or anything. You're both to have the opportunity for your credit score improvements and financial tools. In addition, today, it'll still be the $12.95 14 days from now, it's going to be 119 for both of you, and then 160 for both of you month to month. Do you have anybody in mind, or would you be doing it by yourself?
No, I'm doing it by myself, sir.
All right, not a problem, okay? I'll go ahead and process that payment. We'll send you that link to that email that you provided me with.
Yes. I think I have enough in there.
All right. Oh, okay. So now it's saying it's an invalid card number. So now let me make sure we got the correct card number one more time, all right?
Yes.
All right. So now let's go ahead and give me the card number one more time, please.
Okay, sir. It is 5332480055857667.
01/2023?
No, it's 01/31/28.
Oh, 2028. Now, what's your CVV?
782.
782. Okay, so now everything should be right now. Let me take a look at it now. See if it'll go through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, congratulations. I have successfully enrolled you with the 1295. Now, look, go ahead and see if you received a text message from us or an email. It's for the link, the welcome link to sign the agreement of service.
As a new member benefit ID, cover ID, is that it?
It's the credit pros. It's coming from the credit pros. I sent it to that email you provided me with, the Mark Cover 344.
Yes, I received it. It's a new member benefit, and it's y'all.
Okay.
The credit personal person for more information.
Go ahead and click on that link. That's gonna be for the agreement of service. It's our welcome link.
Mhm. Okay, it said email, password, login.
Haha, there you go. Create your password. Okay, create your password so you can get in it. And then sign me the agreement of service. It's our welcome link that we're looking at.
Okay. All right, is that it?
Yep. So now sign the agreement of service. And then once you sign the agreement of service, it tells you to create a password. All right, I'm right here on the phone. Let me know. Let me know whenever you've already done it, okay?
I said member login, so what, I close or what?
Oh, okay, so now I thought you were creating the password, my bad. I do apologize for that. So now you're going to press next step after the agreement of service.
Okay, it said invite username or password.
That's the one.
I did that.
Okay, so now when you create the password, click next step.
I said close or and valid username or password.
Okay, so now, what's going on with that? Okay, so now it's got a match. Both of them got a match. The ones you create for it.
Okay, got that.
You got it?
I did it. It's an invalid username or password.
All right, so now look, since you're not able to do it for me right now, you want me to go ahead and set you up with the schedule so you can help you log in, make it easier for you?
Yeah, the schedule tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Let me see if I have that available for tomorrow morning, okay? What time zone are you in? Are you in Eastern time zone?
Yes, it doesn't matter.
All right, so now I can go. It doesn't matter what time zone you're in? Let me see what I got. And you want it for tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m.
At
10
a.m. Let me see what I got. Okay, I'm not able to do it for tomorrow morning. Can I go ahead and do it on Monday of next week?
Yes.
Monday next
week. At 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m. Okay, give me a second. I'm going to go ahead and schedule you for 1 p.m. That's the earliest I can do.
Okay, that's fine, but I have to go right now. Goodbye.
Okay, so look.